So today we are testing out a new toy. I feel like I'm a review channel on YouTube. I'm trying out, technically not new, but one that I have not used in a long time and forgot that I had. I can't remember what its name is, but it's the Clit Sucker one from Lovin's. I think it starts with a T, but I can't completely remember. I remember it being a little much, and so I think that's why I didn't use it again. But I thought, you know, times have changed, maybe I can handle a little bit more, maybe not, I don't know, but I thought, why not? Why not try it again and bring everyone along for the ride? I don't know why I'm nervous. It's always just awkward when I have to talk at the start. I don't know why. Okay, so far, it's only got two buttons, so it's nice that you don't have to have a controller to, like, you don't have to have the app. Let's see how loud it is, because they always claim that they're very quiet, and if you've never had a Lovin's toy before, that is a bold-faced lie, because they are loud. I'm probably the only ones that aren't loud, I guess, maybe, like, if you have the internal ones. But I don't know, maybe. So we'll see how loud this one is. Okay, it's not. That's the first setting, but obviously it would be different on the app. I wouldn't say that's quiet, though. Okay, let's put it to the true test. It's a clit sucker, so you know where it's gotta go. Sorry, it's been a day. I am so tired. Why am I doing this? Okay. Found my little bean. That's okay, I'm nervous. I'm nervous. Because it could just be way too much and I might... At least I'm in control. I am in control. I can remove it if I like. Okay, sorry, I'm rambling too much. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Okay, it is a lot. That's only level fucking one. Okay, sorry. I'm trying to let my body relax, but my whole body's just, like, tensed. You are not coming that quick. No, you are not. This is not... I'm not coming under fucking 30 seconds, I swear to God. Not on fucking level one. There's no fucking chance I'm coming from fucking level one. Oh my God. No. Oh, leg cramp. Oh, my leg. Okay. I guess the leg cramp was a blessing because it stopped me from coming too soon. Ha 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 ha. I don't know if anyone else experiences that or if it's just a me thing, but the leg cramps coming out of nowhere. Oh, I hate them. I think I just tense too much. I can't help it. Okay. That was nice, but fuck, it is intense. It is intense. If you have a super sensitive clit, and no, it is a no. If you have a, like, the sensitivity of your clit is, like, way down, like, yeah, it's easy to clean, it's, you know, it's hassle-free, it feels nice. Okay. I'm so glad I'm in control. My God. Please, no more leg cramps. Please. Would know my fucking future boyfriend's name if he used this on me. Okay, I'm gonna have to hide it from him. On my clit, but fucking hell. Oh, fuck. Sorry for the profanities. I'm a good girl. Okay. Mother Mary Joseph. Hoo-wee. That's a product. Fucking hell. Uh, This is what happens when you haven't come in a long time. And then you think about the guy that you like at work. Why? Why? My God. Ooh, sorry. Where am I? Okay. Ooh. That is, yes. Yes. Okay. Do we think we got a third gallery dance? I think we haven't truly tested the product. Unless, you know, three goes. You gotta do, you know, the sample size is a little too small with just two. You know, I'm not a scientist. And by science I mean my year 12 chemistry. My year 12 chemistry teacher would be disappointed in me with my small test size. Fucking mental. Okay. I may not have also mentioned that prior to this, I may have lied, and I may have also already tried the toy, and I may or may not have some anal beads in a different hole than is initially intended for anal beads. Because I thought, well, if they feel nice there, where else would they feel nice? Not that I've ever actually tried anal beads in my ass. I'm sorry, everyone. I am having a... This is what happens when you sleep all day. I work too hard. I sleep not enough. Okay. Oh, I wonder if... Hold on. Yeah, the anal beads are still in, but they were sort of slipping out. They do feel really nice. The people that invented anal beads knew what they were doing because... And hey, I've tested a product in a way it wasn't intended, and it can be used in that way because it feels good. Okay. Toy on. Okay. Okay, maybe spread my legs a little wider so I don't cramp my legs again. Okay, that just spread my pussy wider. I'm sorry, Clit, but it's in the name of science. Two hands to hold both of my legs up. Mm.
Oh, fuck. Nah.
Hi everyone. hi there. Hello. Hi darling. This has been product review time with Opal. This was an audio quite different from all of my others, and I'm sure it's probably not going to do very well. I hope at least someone likes it. And if you're the one that likes it, thank you. I hope you all have... No. I hope you have a good day. Or a good night. Or a good evening. Or a good morning. You're doing good. And you're trying your best. Keep at it. This is Opal signing out. Goodbye.